Now, let's examine the relationship of story to meaning. Like music and dance, painting and sculpture, poetry and song, story is first, last, and always the experience of aesthetic emotion, the simultaneous encounter of thought and feeling. When an idea wraps itself round an emotional charge, it becomes all the more powerful, all the more profound, all the more memorable. We might forget the day we saw a dead body in the street, but the death of Hamlet haunts us forever. Life on its own, without art to shape it, leaves us in confusion and chaos. But aesthetic emotion harmonizes what we know with what we feel to give us a heightened awareness and a sureness of our place in reality. In short, a story well told gives us the very thing we rarely get from life, meaningful emotional experience. Two ideas bracket the creative process. Premise, the idea that inspires the writer's desire to create a story, and controlling idea, the story's ultimate meaning expressed through the action and aesthetic emotion of the last act's climax. A premise is not a closed statement, but an open-ended question. What would happen if? What would happen if a shark devoured a vacationer? Jaws. What would happen if a wife walked out on her husband and child? Kramer versus Kramer. Stanislavski, the renowned acting teacher, called this the magic if, the daydreamy hypothetical that floats through the mind, opening the door to the imagination where everything and anything seems possible. The controlling idea, on the other hand, names a story's root or central idea, its final meaning. But the term also implies function. The controlling idea helps shape or control the writer's strategic choices. The more ideas you try to pack into a story, the more they implode upon themselves, until the film collapses into a rubble of tangential notions saying nothing. Conversely, the more beautifully you shape your work around one clear idea, the more meanings the audience will discover in your film as they take your idea and follow its implications into every aspect of their lives. A controlling idea is a single-sentence statement describing how and why life undergoes change. This sentence has two components, value plus cause. It identifies the positive or negative charge of the story's critical value at the last act's climax, and it states the chief reason why this value has changed to its final state. For example, in the heat of the night, justice is restored because a perceptive black outsider sees the truth of white perversion. Groundhog Day. Happiness fills our lives when we learn to love unconditionally. Nixon. The most powerful of men can be destroyed by a blind, arrogant trust in political power. How do you find your story's controlling idea? By examining the climax of the last act. In other words, the story tells you its meaning. You do not dictate meaning to the story. Your premise may start the writing somewhere in what will become the middle, or the beginning, or even near the end of the telling. But as your world and characters grow, events interlink and the story builds. Then comes that crucial moment when you take the greatest creative leap of all and fashion the story climax, a final action that moves you and that feels complete and satisfying. Your controlling idea is now at hand. Looking at your ending, ask, as a result of this last action, what value, positively or negatively charged, is brought into the lives of my characters? Next, tracing backward from this climax to the first scenes, digging to bedrock, ask, what is the chief cause or force or means that brings this value into the world? The sentence you compose from the answers to those two questions, value plus cause, becomes your controlling idea. In other words, you discover your controlling idea in the action you have created, not by designing actions to fit your preconceived ideas.